Would you eat ice cream in sub-zero temperatures? According to a YouGov analysis that looked at three big ice cream brands, 8.5% of Americans purchased from Breyers, Häagen-Dazs, and Ben & Jerry's in winter. As classes were shut down all across campus and individuals were advised to keep their windows closed, I went out into downtown Evanston to see if anybody else was in on the trend. Walking into Cold Stone Brewery, I found two students, Brody Bundus and Tori Montanola, sitting down at a table.
We thought it'd be funny if we got ice cream on the coldest day of the year, so that's just what we did.
So you'd say this was an intentional move?
This was an intentional move. It wasn't just like I was feeling ice cream. I specifically chose to do it for the bit.
This was for the bit. I don't eat ice cream at all. I'm also from a tropical country, so we don't get weather like this. And the fact that this is the coldest day in, like, years made it funnier.
Getting ice cream on a cold day did seem to be rather uncommon, as Talia Rose, a worker at Kilwin's, relayed to me.
Not ice cream. Well, actually, there was one guy who bought it for his kids, and most people are just buying hot chocolate. But ice cream, okay. No. Yeah, I mean, it's really cold, so walking with a hot chocolate's probably the best way to go if you want to get a treat.
What about baked goods, though? I asked Jack Trong of Insomnia Cookies for his insights.
There's specifically no, but the past week we had a couple of ice cream orders, actually, even though it was like maybe 20, 30 degrees out.
With temperatures expected to get to -7 tonight, I personally don't plan on having a scoop, but there are clearly plenty who will. For WNUR News, I'm John Kowalski.